For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just a couple of minutes in front of 4 o'clock here on The Fan. Evan and Tiki. Tiki off today. He'll be back tomorrow for a big trade deadline edition of Evan and Tiki. It is the eve of the MLB trade deadline. It has been very active. A lot of moves have been made, not from the Mets and Yankees, at least over the last 24 hours. Obviously, over the weekend, the Yankees bring in Jazz Chisholm. The New York Mets make a trade for Jesse Winker. And it is amazing, because we talked about this before the break, how the reason why some Yankee fans, and I'm just speaking as an IBO, but has optimism about the Yankees moving forward is not just simply the two wins against Boston, but how different their lineup is going to feel tonight with Jazz Chisholm in it and Giancarlo Stanton being activated. Well, we do have a New York Yankee lineup, and that lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. And what really hit home as we present this lineup to you is how different it was a week ago when Jamai Jones DFA'd was leading off and J.D. Davis batting cleanup was also DFA'd. Like, think about that. The leadoff hitter and the clean hitter are now unemployed and have been replaced.
On the last Luis Gil start.
That's right. So now Luis Gil is making another start against the Philadelphia Phillies. And here is Sean Morash to present the new-look Yankee lineup. And I want you to close your eyes. Not if you're driving, because that would be stupid and dangerous. But close your eyes and imagine this is your starting lineup as compared to the cavalcade of crap you watched a week ago.
Leading off in left field is Alex Verdugo. Batting, he's been good of late. Batting second in right field is Juan Soto. Batting third in center field is Aaron Judge. Cleaning up the catcher, Austin Wells.
So keeping that.
I like that. Batting fifth, the designated hitter, Giancarlo Stanton. Mm. Batting sixth, your third baseman.
Third base?
Number 13, Jazz Chisholm Jr. Batting seventh is Gleyber Torres because he's a second baseman. Batting eighth is Ben Rice at first base. And batting ninth is Anthony Volpe at short with Luis Gil on the mound.
Wow. Oh. Wow. That's all you need to know.
What a lineup.
Now, does this mean the Yankees are going to rattle off 18 out of 21 victories? Nobody's suggesting that. But this is why, when I heard from many a Yankee fan, this is unfixable, they stink, they're awful. They just needed two things, the health of Stanton and acquiring a real major leaguer who maybe you could put at third base here and there. And they just added both of them. Now you got to perform, I get it. It's going to be a tough sledding tonight against Zach Wheeler. But you just feel completely different about this lineup.
Yeah, and not only that. I mean, Verdugo hitting, and since he's been moved to the leadoff hole, or at least giving you some kind of production helps. Austin Wells' obviously rise helps. And, of course, Gleyber Torres has been hot of late. That all helps. But you're right. Just looking at a lineup and seeing Giancarlo Stanton Jr. and Chaz Chisholm Jr. in the Jazz Chisholm Jr. in the middle of it is so, so different.
I am not saying this as an excuse to say his name again. But one thing, a little tweak I would suggest. Can I give you a tweak?
Pause. Don't rattle off so quick.
A lineup tweak?
Oh.
No, lineup tweak. I'm not critiquing you. I've already done doing that.
Oh, thanks.
You're a lost cause.
Thank you.
Jazz Chisholm should be the leadoff hitter. That's what I would do differently.
I think
he gets on base. I don't care about the lefty-lefty stuff with Juan Soto batting second. It doesn't matter. You can put a cyborg up against Juan Soto. He's going to drill that guy. Not a big deal. I like Jazz, and the speed that he's got, too. I like Jazz leading off. And then imagine Volpe and Chisholm on the base pass back-to-back. I like it.
Evan, I'll be a little bit of, I forgot the word you used, a Mirko? What did you say?
A Mirko?
The thing that you could see into the future. You said it a couple weeks ago.
Oracle?
An oracle.
Yes.
Jazz Chisholm Jr. will be their leadoff hitter come the postseason.
Oh, you think that's coming?
I think right now, because this happened prior to the trade. Verdugo got slid to the leadoff hole. It was Boston, mm-hmm. and he's giving you a little life. It's not, they're going to ride that until it completely dies out, and it will die out again. And by the way, you know how it will die out? If Dominguez comes up here, he's playing not Verdugo.
Yeah.
And Dominguez will hit in the middle of the order. Jazz will be the leadoff hitter when all said and done.
The other takeaway from Jazz Chisholm Jr. is that he's playing third base. And they threw him right into the mix. And I told you, man, like, why not? He'll be fine at third base.
If he is fine, it's an absolute, it's even more of a home run trade. Because getting, if Glaber stays hot the rest of the year, him and Jazz in the lineup every day together, completely different outlook than having to play Jazz and say DJ LeMahieu.
All right, now, Met fans, I want you to settle down for a second. Here's a trade suggestion. All right, and I'm not telling you I would do it. I'm going to present the facts, and then we can all react together like human beings. But I've been giving it a lot of thought over the last 72 hours. Like, what should this team do? Especially with Kodai Senga going down. Adding a starting pitcher, which personally I didn't feel was as necessary prior to the Kodai injury, now feels a little bit more necessary. And the reason why I think it's more necessary is that that starting pitcher, if you add it after the Kodai trade, would be in a six-man rotation. So it would be making fewer starts for you as compared to now, where if you add a starting pitcher, that guy's pitching every fifth day. So you're going to get a little bit more out of that guy. So I mentioned earlier I don't want to give up prospects. I think I may have a guy that fits that. I mentioned earlier a guy that makes a lot of money. I think I have a guy that makes a lot of money. Third, a guy with postseason experience. Well, I have a guy with postseason experience. A guy who, at a time in his career, has been really damn good. Got a guy who's been really damn good. You want a guy that can handle New York City. Well, what if I told you the guy's pitched in New York City? How about this idea? And I don't think you're going to have to give up much because this gentleman missed a lot of time this season. He was hurt. Now he's healthy.
Can I guess?
No.
I think you're getting Tanaka from Japan.
No. I'd be up for that. But to my fellow Met fans, specifically Tommy Lugauer, who's very positive, would you have interest in a reunion with Max Scherzer?
So as you know, Evan, Negative Tommy hated Max Scherzer. Negative Tommy called Max Scherzer the worst free agent signing in the history of the Mets. Negative Tommy booed Max Scherzer off the mound, game one against the Padres, called him a bum, called him every name in the book. But that was Negative Tommy. Positive Tommy would welcome Max back. I'm all for redemption.
Wow.
A lot of people don't remember when Hogan turned back to babyface after he was Hollywood Hogan. I'm all for a redemption story.
And by the way, how did that work out?
Not very good.
Okay.
But positive vibes in the air. I love the idea, Evan. And
really?
I would welcome, just like Sal Licata and Frank the Tank, if they could break bread and come to an agreement, then so could positive Tommy and Max Scherzer.
Oh, I've never wanted a Met trade to happen more in my life.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Max Scherzer melting down in a playoff game for the Mets when you already rid yourselves of it would be, I mean, the cherry on top of this season.
So I've given this one a lot of thought because the Mets are paying. Just so we know this, Max Scherzer this season, of course, everything will be prorated, but Max Scherzer's owed $43 million this season, 30 of which is being paid for by the New York Mets. just so we know, okay?
Yeah, you're already paying him. Might as well have him pitch.
He's due $13 million over the course of this year by Texas. Obviously, you prorate that. The Mets would pay him, you know, the Rangers owe him like $3 million. If the Mets have the attitude of, you know what, we're paying this schmuck anyway. Let's just bring him in and see what we got. I could understand the logic, but I would be dead set against this. I have tested myself on this a lot. There is no way I could bring myself to being sucked in again by Max Scherzer. He is a playoff choke artist. We all know what he is, Tommy. So I don't give a damn how positive you are, what kind of volume you're on. There is no way that I would want that to happen. Oh, Max Scherzer?
How good. It's like leaving It's like leaving your cornhole set at a buddy's last summer and then not asking for it until Labor Day weekend this year. Oh, you will have that back. It's ours anyway. So good.
So I think in life sometimes throws you things when you're trying to be positive and it puts little hurdles in your way. I would view this as a challenge. I would view this, much like I've seen a few other things when Senga went down, the OMG concert, even the Licata tweet to an extent, it brings out the negativity in Met fans. And a Scherzer deal would bring out the negativity. And I think it's another challenge to remain positive. And we pass the test.
Challenge.
And Max in a redemption tour here would do very well.
You know what's crazy? And I'll put out a Twitter poll to try to prove myself correct. I think most Met fans would be up for it. I think I'm going to be in the minority, and I'll tell you why. I think the Met fan right now, after the Senga injury and the excitement of, hey, we've kind of come out of nowhere with this, and the fact that they have an average rotation at best. I mean, just look at the numbers. They are what they are. I think more Met fans than not would be on board and say, you know what? Screw it. Bring them in. Why not? Got nothing to lose. And they would put a positive spin on this. I really do. I'm putting a Twitter poll out right now to see if I'm right.
We'll check that out. It's hard to disrupt the vibes, but man, if the Yankees were offered Sonny Gray today, I think I'm turning it down.
That's different. I think that's a little bit
different. I know. It's like apples to oranges. It's just the sour taste.
As a Mets, how should I word this? As a Mets fan, would you want to bring back Max Scherzer via trade before the deadline?
Before the deadline. Hmm. Another ex-Met just got traded too, by the way.
Why not? Oh, tell me. Who's that?
Justin Turner.
Oh, yeah. Where'd he go?
Seattle. Seattle's locking up, lock, stop, and
good
up.
Good for them. Yeah. They're going for it. I respect that. Mets actually play Seattle in a few weeks at the end of their long West Coast trip. Yes, why not? No, hell no. How about that? As a Mets fan, would you want to bring back Max Scherzer via trade before the deadline? Yes, why not? Or no, hell no. That's like a double no, yeah, but I like it.
That's a no, hell no. If you're a real Met fan, it's a no, hell no.
No, hell no. If you're a real Met fan.
You can't bring Max back here. He didn't like it here anyway.
I don't
You're going to bring those vibes back? Those negative vibes?
See that? Okay, the second part of your argument, fine. I don't know if he never liked it here. I don't think that necessarily is true. That may just be fan fiction. But the negative vibes thing, I kind of buy. Like, everyone talks about all the great vibes in that locker room. He's just overly intense.
Yeah.
He comes across, you know, cranky all the time.
He's like a Triscuit on a charcuterie board. It's just, ruins the whole thing.
No, but I must be positive, Tommy, here. I think his time in Texas and winning a World Series changed Max Scherzer.
He won a World Series.
Hear me out. He was like that 15th guy at a bachelor party that you have to invite because he's friends with your wife or whatever.
Yeah, and Rosenberg.
Right, exactly. So like a Paul Rosenberg. And I think that brought out the positive vibes. Max was super positive last year, and he won. So he's bringing the positive vibes of a World Series here and kind of being that, you know, 15th guy at a bachelor party.
By the way, one argument about vibes versus bad vibes versus good vibes is Max still has a full no trade clause. So he would have to say yes to this. He would have to get on the phone with his wife and say, "Hun, remember that time we got traded from New York? Want to go back?
The pizza's good. You want negative Met news?
I can't handle negative Met news, but sure, tell us. I'm
surprised I didn't break the glass. Francisco Alvarez isn't in the lineup tonight because he's hurt.
Oh, man, what is it?
It's not injured, he's hurt. He has a left shoulder issue, though apparently he is available off the bench.
Okay, so it seems like it's a minor injury?
Seems like it's a minor injury, but an injury nonetheless.
Can I just say something here, and obviously all the positive vibes to Big Al. When you set that up, Evan, and you said pitcher, Texas Rangers, I thought you were going somewhere else.
Oh, you think I was
going
to say Jake?
Uh-huh.
So I think there may be a moment at some point, it's not now, by the way, it's just not now, where that discussion can be broached, where there could be a, hey, the Rangers are going to nuke the whole thing, they already won a World Series, Jake could come back healthy, like, I do think it's possible that we are at least broaching the subject of bringing Jake back. You know, the Mets are close. They got a good rotation, but they need one more piece. Like, that's not now. Like, Jake is still a long ways away from pitching this season. But is that a discussion in 2025 here on the program? Absolutely.
You know, I forgot because Evan was out when the schedule came out. I forgot to ask you this, Evan. You noticed when Texas is coming back to Queens?
I did notice, yes.
So Jake's pitching on a football Sunday, 1 o'clock, Jets 1 o'clock. You going to the game?
Yeah, the answer to that question is yes. I think Jacob DeGrom's return, if he is pitching that game, and it is a major long shot, but I do respect the question. I think that's one of those days where you close your ears, you close your eyes, you DVR it, but I would be in the building for that, absolutely.
But you DVR it, you know they're popping that Jet score up on the scoreboard at some
point. Yeah, I think it may be one of those things where I may not be there for the entire game. It may be there to experience that moment, to give him the ovation he deserves.
Okay.
We'll see where the Mets are. We'll see what the schedule looks like. But, yeah, that is definitely something. There are certain baseball moments that you can't miss despite the hindrance of the NFL.
Right. And the likelihood isn't high, but it's still possible now based on the schedule that
happens. No, it's absolutely possible. All right, let's get to some quick calls on Max. Obviously, a lot of Yankee calls as well. 888-808-1019. I'll also give you the early returns on this poll that's already received 1,000 votes in 5 minutes. So people are very passionate about this. And I will tell you this, there's a definitive answer. Like, this is not, you know, one of the latest presidential polls that are like 47%, 47%. And by the way, to CNN and Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and all these poll people, can you stop giving us national polls? That's not how we decide elections.
Yeah. Have we learned nothing?
I mean, seriously. Like, how many times in our lifetime have we seen that that does not determine elections? Give me swing state polls. You give me some little swing state polls, we'll have a discussion. But giving me a national poll is a waste of time.
Upside down pineapples. We want the swingers. Let's go.
Justin Verlander.
That's right. He's not available, by the way. I'd be much more interested in that. Tom in Poughkeepsie. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, again, Lugie just took my question about the Grom. But I wouldn't be a hell no against Scherzer, but I would be a no. But if they throw in something else, if there's another thing to bring us back, even if do we have the ability to get both? Scherzer and DeGrom. Put DeGrom in bullpen or I don't know.
Like, Tom, we're not there yet with Jake. Like, that's a discussion for once he's back from Tommy John surgery. Let him pitch a little bit. Let's see what happens to Texas next year. I will promise you this, and I'm going to write this down because I'm a big long-term prediction guy. On July 27th, 2025, we are talking about DeGrom to the Mets.
Oh,
but, by the way,
God,
we may even be talking about DeGrom to the Yankees. Like, that may be on the table, too, but it will be more emotional for us. You want me to write that down?
Yeah, I don't deny it. It's going to feel a lot like Messier's second tenure with the Rangers, but I don't deny it.
I understand it may not work out. That's not the point. But now is not the moment. Jake is throwing bullpens, which I've been keeping track of, but he's not close to pitching.
Also sounds like a nice fairy tale. Jake couldn't wait, no offense, to get the heck out of New York and go to Texas.
See, that's something that's repeated over and over again. And
so you deny that that's true?
There's no fact to back that up.
Many people believe his wife wanted out.
Many people believe this. Many people believe. I love when someone starts a discussion with many people believe.
Well, hold on, Evan.
Who believes?
Evan, let's just look at the circumstantial evidence here.
I'll give you the circumstantial evidence. One team offered many more years and more a bigger contract, and another team did not.
Okay,
that would be the Mets and the Texas Rangers.
The other team didn't have to let him get the free agency, and they could have continued to work out a deal, and they didn't.
Okay, so one team didn't. They weren't interested in bringing him back. Okay. What does that have to do with Jake not wanting to be here and wanting to leave? Don't reopen this discussion because, again, if you have a source, cite it. But if you're just going to say some people told me, then you're just wasting our time.
I don't, but it's fair to have discussions.
Who told you? No one told me. I'm using logic. One team made a big offer. The other team didn't.
Jeez. Okay.
That's the difference.
All right.
Just because you guys repeat stuff over and over again doesn't make it true.
All right.
It makes me think of that John Kerry line from 2004. Worst presidential candidate. Well, that's going too far. Not a great presidential candidate, but he was at the Democratic National Convention. I didn't even vote for the guy. But what John Kerry said was such a great line. He said, "Mr. President, just because you say there are weapons of mass destruction doesn't mean there are weapons of mass destruction." And I remember saying, that's a good line. Just because you say something doesn't mean it's true. So just because you and whoever you're even talking about repeats the same thing over and over again that he couldn't wait to leave doesn't make it true.
Evan.
And I'm sorry, you're going to be checked by me because I'm the damn president of his fan club.
You don't want to do this, Evan. You don't want to do this. Did you ever hear anything negative about Jacob deGrom and his wife wanting to stay here?
Say that one more time.
You don't have to tell us what. Have you ever heard from anybody the reasoning behind Jacob deGrom and his wife not wanting to be here?
I always heard rumors, good and bad. I heard rumors that, they wanted to go to a smaller town.
So that's all I'm saying. So you've heard the same rumors I have.
So you're citing the rumor as a fact. That's what you did.
No,
I'm not. You cited it on Afternoon Drive as a fact.
Here's the fact.
I can tell you this
fact. Why are we
assuming he doesn't?
Because he's not here anymore.
Because the Mets didn't offer him anywhere close to what Texas did. Those are still the facts. I have facts, you have facts. Anyhow, don't hijack this. We're talking about Scherzer.
Are we?
1,500 votes in 7 minutes.
What do we got?
70% of people say hell no.
So we're living in the negativity, guys.
It's common sense. It's a hell no.
We got to be positive.
30% say, yeah, why not? Ray in Waterbury, Connecticut. Ray's a positive guy. What's up, Ray?
I'm positive, but not on this one. I don't want him anywhere near the Mets. You know, guys, just go out and give up the prospects. We got a million infield prospects in the minors. Not all of them are going to make it. And we got a million catchers. You already got Alvarez. Trade Parada. You know, the third baseman.
Brett Beatty.
He's not going to play. Yeah, Beatty. You got Mauricio and Vientos over there.
Go do it right. We don't know where we're planning on next year. We don't know what's going to happen next year. We're right there now. Well, go do the job right.
Within reason.
Get a pitcher.
Within reason. So I'll give you a hypothetical Brett Beatty trade, because I think Brett Beatty's one of those guys where most of us would be okay with dealing him. I wouldn't say he's a failed prospect, but he's getting closer to there, right?
Yeah.
Brett Beatty to the Yankees for Nestor Cortez.
I'm interested.
Really?
I am. Now,
I'm surprised about that.
The Yankees would have to add another starter through another way, shape, or form until Clark Schmidt comes back. But, yeah, I'd be interested.
There's some risk from the Mets on that, because Beatty comes to Yankee Stadium, and all of a sudden it clicks.
I also want to make this very clear. I'm also operating from the assumption of the Yankee long-term plan is pay a boatload to Juan Soto and sign zero anybody's else.
Right.
And if Glaber's gone, now Jazz is your second baseman.
And Beatty's your third baseman.
Beatty's your third baseman.
Yeah, by the way, I think as a Met fan, I'd make that trade, because the Mets could use a starting pitcher. Real quick, and I don't want to harp on this, I've just completely changed my mind. I do not want the Mets to try to trade for Jacob DeGrom. And I'll tell you real quick why. This little argument that Sean and I had, and I've had this argument a lot over the years, whether it was with Craig, whether it was with you, even with Tiki, of, well, we don't know if he really wanted to leave. Like, there is a mystery to DeGrom leaving as a free agent. My facts are, Mets never made him a big offer, Rangers did. You have the, but haven't you heard the rumors? There's one thing that would end my argument and end my hope. The New York Mets trade for Jacob DeGrom, and then he exercises his no-trade clause.
Oh, so you don't want to ever have to know the truth.
Can't deal with that.
You don't want to know the truth.
I can't deal with that, because I think that would really, 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 really hurt his legacy with the Mets. I think DeGrom will eventually have a clean legacy with the Mets. Whether he wanted to leave or not, I think we'll all move on from it. If somehow this was a Ken Griffey Jr. situation, where he got traded to the Mets, like, it's a done deal. Mets are absorbing the con, all that. And then Jake comes out and says, no, that may kill me.
The Mets would have to know before they ever agreed to a deal like that Jacob would exercise, because that would not be fair to his Met legacy.
Yeah, or my brain.
Right, but you wouldn't be the only one. Met fans would look at Jake and go, wait a minute, we're good now. You don't want to come back here. And it would ruin the way Met fans look at
That'd
it.
That'd be a rough one.
Yeah.
That'd be a rough one. That's why I've decided we will not be talking about this a year from now. The New York Mets should not. It's over, okay? We had our fun. We had a beautiful bunch of years. It's over. But I agree with most Mets fans who say no thank you to Max Scherzer. How about that? Overwhelming. In a time of discourse where everybody hates each other, where everybody's split, where no one can get along, Mets fans in monstrous numbers have announced 2,000 votes in 9 minutes. That's pretty good. 70-30, hell no, they don't want Max Scherzer. So, Loogie, how do you feel being such a loser?
Well, I'm not a loser. Positive Tommy, of course, is undefeated. I think a lot of Met fans obviously don't like the fact that he stunk when he was here. And, of course, that's Negative Tommy's viewpoint on it. And also the way he left. He started those rumors about them last year at the deadline. Mm-hmm. So, he also left in a bad way. So, I think that's why you're getting the...
And he's not fun. Do you think Max Scherzer...
He's a lot of fun. You saw him last year. He was fun with the Rangers.
Do you think Max Scherzer would embrace Grimace?
No. Do you think Max Scherzer would embrace OMG and sing on the field?
He wouldn't sing on the field. He'd be the one in the locker going, again with this crap.
He's a wet blanket, Tommy.
He'd be like Ray Bourque now. You're coming in, the grizzled vet, you know,
no.
The redemption tour.
Oh, so no. The Mets now have gravitated from 85 wins to the Colorado Avalanche. Okay.
Yes, they have. Thank you.
Also, Tommy, I love you, and I love the positivity,
I
don't agree with it. You can no longer say, I mean, you could say it, it's just not true. You can't say Positive Tommy's undefeated.
Yes, I can.
You lost this weekend. You said the Mets were going to sweep the Braves.
You know what, Evan? I could say whatever I damn well please.
So that's his pivot.
And you did learn a lot from Craig, huh?
I am undefeated.
But you're not undefeated.
Yes, I am.
You said the Mets would sweep the Braves, and they didn't. They split.
And
so you're not undefeated.
And the reason that didn't hit is because Negative Evan said they would kiss their sister and split. And guess what happened? They split.
No, I made a correct prediction. Like, we all sat here on Thursday and said, hey, what's our prediction for the Met-Braves series? And Tiki and Sean had predictions. I think you said the Mets were going to lose 3 out of 4.
I said they were going to lose 4 in a row, but it was also, you guys had all given you, I had to go that way.
That's fine. So Sean said the Mets would get swept. He was wrong. But I'll say this, Sean was as close to being right as Tommy was.
I was. Did you hear the stunt he pulled on Friday, by the way?
Who's that?
Tommy.
What stunt did he pull?
All right, fair. Being an IETO, an independent Evan and Tiki observer.
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. Tommy took off Friday. You and Tiki were off. It was me and Chris McMonagle,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Tommy is in charge of our show's social medias. He's the only one with the passwords and
mm-hmm.
everything.
Yeah.
We go to get set. We are 2 minutes into our show on the air.
Okay.
I had tweeted, this is what's coming up on the show, Chris had. No retweets, no, we don't need it. But at 2:02 Eastern time, the Evan and Tiki account retweets a video from WFAN that was Tommy's take on the Lugauer. And I thought to myself...
Selfish move?
Yes, because if you're a fan of Evan and Tiki and want to see what's coming up on the show, you take that time to not acknowledge the show that's going on. But during the time we're on the air to retweet a video of yourself, which wasn't even on Evan and Tiki, it was on the Lugauer.
Yeah, so I guess my answer would be probably a mistake. Probably shouldn't have done that. I don't think it's like...
It was insulting,
you know,
to be fair.
That's fine.
I was insulted.
I wouldn't yell at it. It would be more like a, hey, a private conversation, not necessarily on the air on SNY. Hello, SNY.
Well, now we're past that.
I'd privately say, hey, it's like me with the Rico. I don't retweet Rico stuff while we're on the air. I'll wait till it's 11 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, private conversation. But my critique of you would be Tommy does a great job as the executive producer of this show. I really do. I believe that.
This getting spun zone on me is going to be something. Let's see how you do this.
I'm being an IETO. Being honest. I think he does a great job. And I think, like, is that a minor mistake? Yeah, it's a minor mistake. That's fine. Again, wouldn't do it on the air. So I'm sorry, Tommy, that he brought this up on the air. It would have been more of a private conversation.
No.
I'm not joining in on that. But shouldn't you also have access to the Evan and Tiki Twitter account so that it's not always on Tommy to do everything? The poor guy works hard.
I have said this for a long time to Tommy.
Yeah, I feel good about myself right there.
Tommy wears multiple hats on this show.
Does
he
a
is
great
the
job.
Only daytime person here that both runs the board and is also an executive producer, then also hosts the show.
Yes.
It's an unbelievable amount.
You're making my point for me.
I have told Tommy numerous times, whatever extra help you need, I don't know what that's going to be because I don't know what you want to juggle your plate. I will be there to help you. I podcast the show every day. Tommy has, I think, not wanted to give me anymore, not because he feels bad, because any more I take from him, he will feel subconsciously makes him feel more useless.
All right, Tommy, your response to all of this.
So I know it's an election year, and sometimes in an election year, facts get misconstrued. Sean is lying.
Oh, wow.
About what?
I did not tweet that out at 2:02. That is an actual lie.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't.
And what time did you tweet it out? Do you know?
I don't remember the exact time, but it was not at 2:00.
It was during our open.
It was not.
I will get the answer.
It was during our open, and Chris was insulted.
And the video that Sean obviously is alluding
to. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Being too, and he didn't want to bring it up because it has over 140,000 views.
Nice. Oh, geez, did it do that when it gets retweeted during Drive Time Radio?
So, I had a take on the Lugauer that I said it's not the 90s anymore, and the Mets are now the big brother, and the Yankees are the little brother. And it obviously got a lot of people on a tizzy. It's at 145,000 views
Evan,
right now.
Now, Evan, let me ask you something. Yes. You've had a lot of good videos pop up from the Rico.
Yes.
Do we retweet them from the Evan and Tiki account?
No, the Rico, probably never.
No. I recap every Hard Knocks episode on One Giant Step. Have they ever been retweeted from the Evan and Tiki account?
I presume no.
So why would a video from the Lugauer be retweeted on this show's account?
It's not from the Lugauer. It's from the WFAN account.
The he WFAN retweeted account. The WFAN account. It was not an actual tweet from Evan and Tiki. It was just a retweet of WFAN.
Yes, that happened
so
not on Evan and
Tiki. That this show's account
should stick to this show.
Should never mention anything else Tommy does, you do, I do, or Tiki does. Is that your... Because we should vote on that. I don't really know the answer.
And I think if you do, I think then the floodgates are open. I think Tommy selfishly wanted to get more traction on his own video and use the show.
No, here's what I think happened. I think you and your little buddy, my old friend Chris McMonagle, got together on Friday, saw this, you got all hot and bothered on it, you sat on it all weekend, and now you're going to say it on the air. Look, that's what I think happened.
If you're going to take off from the show, you can't be from the show account retweeting stuff from yourself on the show.
Can I give you a verdict on this?
Yeah.
Because I think I've heard the case. I put this a lot more on you, Sean.
Oh, right? You are so...
Well, I'm being honest. Tommy's off. You expect him to be like... tweeting out that you think Ted Turner is dead, even though he's not dead, which, by the way, they said in the open on Friday.
Yes, rest in peace, Ted, when he does die. No, Evan, no, you have this wrong. He shouldn't have to tweet anything about the show, but when you take the time to tweet from our show account during the show and it's your own videos that didn't
happen.
That's
a separate issue.
No, well, that's the issue
I'm
bringing up.
Okay, we should then vote on should the Evan and Tiki account. We'll do it off air because nobody gives a rat's ass.
Oh, I think
and we'll
this
move
is
on from this. Okay.
It just posed a Brett Beatty trade. I think we have everything on the table here.
You know what? I give you equal power today with Tiki. And if you think it's interesting, fine. I think that's a vote. Like, hey, should the Evan and Tiki account tweet everything? Should it be for all of us? Should it just be the show? Fair issue. But in the case of Friday, the dude's on vacation.
Yeah.
I think he's earned the right to have a day off.
Yes.
And I don't think he's got to tweet out that Big Mac says Brian Cashman's a genius. Like,
if,
I don't think he has to do that.
If that was my complaint, I agree. Then I should have the password. That's not my complaint. And that's it. And that's my final word. Tommy's going to know if you're the future, you're going to have targets on your back. And you put a target on your back. Look, he's mad.
I sided with you, Tommy.
Well, because look at him. He's seething. He's angry.
No, because we're just going to go on and on about this. To be clear, I retweet from that account all things that are on Evan and Tiki as far as videos, and this is from the WFAN account. I don't retweet stuff from Sean's podcast or Evan's podcast. Right. I just do videos
from... But the Lou Gower is the equivalent of our podcast.
Oh, now we're going to have a big fight here. Your podcast... I'm going to take the high road.
No,
I'm going to take the high road on that. I don't even want to. You want to dig up the numbers?
Look, we've all been picked.
Me doing a spot on WFAN that was once, you know, held down by Mike Francesa. Me and Mike, the only two people to do that time slot, by the way. That's right, Chris McMonagle.
By the way, that's not true. Mike's half-hour show is 6 to 6.30.
Yeah. Nobody asked you.
Your show is 6.30. No, I got to be accurate. I'm calling everything down the middle today. I've been mostly on your side, so show respect. All right, I've been a very fair judge, but Mike did 6 to 6.30. The 6.30 to 7 slot has only been held by two people. Yeah. Chris McMonagle and Tommy Lugau. Great company, by the way.
I mean, Brian Rascone and Connor Green have filled in on that slot. I mean, it's not like Regis Philbin once worked.
Taking shots at Scones and Connor at it, too.
Oh, I love them. I'm just saying, you know.
So Mike Francesa and Tommy Lugau both did a half-hour show in the 6 p.m. hour on WFAN Radio, the greatest radio station in the history of radio stations.
There you go. Now it's accurate.
And you want to compare that to your podcast. And I don't even want to knock your podcast. I'm not here to do that. But when you say something like that, that's stupid, I'm going to go back at you.
Right.
But I took the high road.
Everybody just learn. The future, a lot of insecurities.
See what I'm saying here? He always has to have the last words, Loogie. Like, even in that.
My last words are good. That's why.
Is it really that good? Well, either way, I am on the side of Tommy. I don't think he did anything that wrong. Shocker! He told you I always side against him. Whose side is he on? But in this case, I'm on Tommy's side. I call like it is. All right, Shawnee? Anyhow, speaking of Tommy, I'm very excited about something he's going to do in a few minutes. We're going to get back to your phone calls as well, get you set for tonight's Yankees-Phillies game and a big Mets-Twins game, but we're bringing back a very popular segment that he's going to get to host. New Team Who Dis? As we try to learn which NFL player is on which team after a whirlwind of free agency, but with training camps coming up, it's an educational game. If you've never heard it, you're going to learn a lot. It's coming up, plus more your calls. Big baseball night tonight. Mets trying to stop a two-game losing streak. Yankees trying to build on a two-game winning streak. Oh, I got to tell you guys a secret. I assume Tiki is not listening. Tiki is away today. He'll be back tomorrow. But I want to tell you a surprise I got for Tiki Barber. I got a chance as a Jets season ticket holder to get a season ticket gift.
Ooh.
And so I chose to gift my gift to Tiki Barber and see if he'll wear it. So I will be presenting him this week with a Breece Hall Jets jersey.
He can't put it on.
What? Oh, excuse me?
He cannot put it on.
He loves Breece Hall.
You could love Breece Hall. He is a giant running back that only played for the Giants that is in the midst of being one of the top 100 Giants of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot put on a Jet jersey.
Do you think so you're saying he can't or he won't? Like when I offer it to him, and I'm going to offer it to him, spoiler alert, when I receive it this week, so let's plan this for Thursday here on the fan.
Don't do this, Evan.
I'm going to present them with a jersey as a gift from the bottom of my heart.
Evan, I'm begging you, don't do this.
Why?
I love Tiki.
Uh-huh.
Giant fans love Tiki. Those who may have not liked Tiki for a little bit have begun to love him again.
I'm going
to
turn Tiki heel.
Do not put him in this position. On the 100-year anniversary year, do not put him in this position. Because ultimately, what some of the audience I hope they know, and if you don't, you should know, Tiki is like the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
and I think he's going to have a, I like Breece Hall. Okay, I could see him doing that and putting it on and not understanding the ramifications within the fan base. Do not put our partner in there.
Go smash into that hole right there.
Do not put him in that position.
I love Tiki Barber. I received a gift that I want to re-gift to him. I know he loves running backs, specifically Breece Hall. And I'm going to give him the gift. And there ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
Tommy.
I mean, you can try to convince him not to wear it.
Good luck. You're dead to me.
Tommy, please. You're the producer of the show, right?
He's got no problem. Positive Tommy's cool with it.
Well, I'm cool with you giving him the gift. I'm here to tell you that Tiki's probably not going to put it on.
I don't know, man.
So you're saying he's not going on his own volition and not put it on?
I don't think he'll put it on because I don't think he wants to put on a Jets jersey. But the problem you have here is that is, will Breece Hall be annoyed by that? Because is that disrespectful?
So you're saying I'm starting an issue right now?
You might.
Yes!
And didn't they have a little bit of a dust-up? We ended up clearing it up, but him and Breece?
Yeah. Well, that's I apologize.
Don't
none of this. None of this is my problem.
No, you're starting the pot, as
usual. I want to give a gift to my friend, my coworker, to my radio partner, and I want to give it to him.
Was this what this was about? Buying season tickets. Was this the long game?
the long game was to get a free jersey.
Yes, it's my gift. Because you know you can't just say, I bought you a jersey. There's always a game with you. You're up to a game.
Well, we're going to get the answer, folks, Thursday right here on The Fan. I will present Tiki with this gift. Please no one tell him about it. I want him to be surprised. And we'll see what he does. We'll get back to your calls in a second. But before we do, let's play a quick game of New Team Who Dis?
New Team Who Dis? New Team Who Dis? New Team Who Dis? New Team Who Dis?
Okay.
New Team Who Dis?
Yeah, so the object of the game, obviously, is the NFL offseason was very long and arduous. There were a lot of moves that were made. I don't know about you guys out there. I have not bought my preview magazines yet to kind of refresh my brain.
Not till August 1st. It's like having a pumpkin beer before October 1st.
You can't do it. And I'm going on vacation next week. I'm going to the beach, and I do a lot of reading, a lot of listening, a lot of relaxing. I am going to just read the crap out of NFL preview magazines. So I'm going to come back as an expert. So this is our final chance to play, and it's an educational game you can play at home.
Yeah.
Tommy is going to name an NFL player that moved via free agency or trade, and Sean and I will have to immediately guess what team that player is on. It's a little game we call New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis.
And for those who want the real rules of the game,
New Team Who Dis.
The real rules of the game are, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong, Evan got to play an AI song.
That's not an AI song.
That's the rules of the game.
Yeah, he's a child.
I wrote that song all by myself. What do you mean AI song?
You sang it?
Anyhow, yes, that's actually me.
Okay.
So again, Tommy will name an NFL player. You will notice Sean has a squeaky high-pitched voice. I have a very manly deep voice. And we'll do a couple of players. So let's kick it off. Host Tommy Lugauer.
Who goes first?
No one goes first. Like I just said, he's going to name a player, and then you and I will, as quickly as we can, name what team that player is on. Hence, you have squeaky voice. People will notice that.
Okay.
I have deep, manly voice.
That's not the rules we discussed in the break.
What are
in
the rules?
I
forgot, Tommy.
I'm going to give you a player's name, and this is going to be tough for the two of you. You're going to take turns. Evan's going to guess. Then you're going to guess. So you're going to both have a guess. It's not like if Sean gets it right, Evan doesn't get a guess, because we want to know if one of you are wrong. Does that make sense?
Right. That does make more sense.
Children.
He's not going to tell us if we're right.
By the way, the name of the game?
New Team Who Dis.
That's three times.
New Team Who Dis.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Three times.
I just love our theme song. I think it's really cool.
Okay. The first name is a name that I hate and Sean hates and all Giant fans hate. Running back Boston Scott.
Boston Scott. Who's going first, me?
Evan, you go first.
Boston Scott. Where the hell did Boston Scott go? The Washington Commanders.
Okay, Sean, your guess? You could be right, dummy.
Oh, got you.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
You are both wrong. He is with the Rams.
With the Rams?
New Team Who
Dis. All right, we're off to a great start. 0-1. Boston Scott is now on the Rams, Shawnee.
Okay, well, at least he won't kill us twice a year.
And by the way, the beautiful part about this game is if you're in your car right now, now you'll be able to tell your friends, you know what Team Boston Scott's on. Use that at a party this week. You're going to be the coolest guy at the party. Go ahead.
The next name is Joe Flacco.
I know this one. Can I go or is it his turn?
Sean goes first.
I know the answer.
Sean goes first.
I know, yeah. I'm going to stand up. I'm so excited. I got this right.
I'm a loser.
Joe Flacco is now in.
Time limit, Tommy. Come on.
No, come on. I get
what
to guess.
What do we got all day?
I get to guess.
I know this answer.
10 seconds, Sean.
Then I steal it. Five,
Philadelphia.
Four. Incorrect. The answer is, who is the Indianapolis Colts? New team who dis. New team who dis.
The song again. Unfortunately, Evan is correct. New team who dis. Evan won, Sean zero. Okay.
I'm like a football czar. Anyhow, number three.
Wow. The next name is Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz. I don't know the answer.
I think I know the answer.
Do you?
I think.
Well, don't keep us waiting. Say something. You can't have dead air on the radio.
I'm going to go Carolina.
Okay.
No way. You know what? Philadelphia is back in Philadelphia. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
You're both wrong. Paulie hit it.
The Commanders.
I knew it was a bad team.
Got it in the same division. All right. So you're 0 for 3. I'm 1 for 2.
All right. This is a guy that Evan really loves. He wanted him on the Jets last year. Yes. Where is Josh Dobbs?
Joshua Dobbs.
Oh, wow. I forgot about Josh Dobbs.
I forgot he existed. I thought he was like gone.
You shouldn't. He's always great in a pinch.
I think he went to a good team. Like, I think he went to a very good team. I got it. I know the answer. My turn?
Go.
San Francisco 49ers.
Sean?
Tampa Bay.
He is a Niner.
Yeah! New team who dis. New team who dis. New team who dis. New team who
dis. Wow. New team who dis. I forgot about Josh Dobbs' existence.
New team who dis. There you go.
All right, the next name.
I'm whipping that ass, Sean, by the way.
Congrats, Ev.
Thank you.
The next name is a name that is familiar with a lot of people around here. Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams. Evan, he just signed with somebody.
Evan, you go first.
Terrible. He just signed with somebody.
Say it again. He just signed with somebody. You don't know.
Guys, he literally just signed with somebody.
He did? He just signed with somebody?
Do you realize he just signed with somebody?
I did. I heard you say it 15 times.
Damn it.
What's going on over here?
What's he looking?
He's pulling a Craig.
He's on the computer. Flaherty's now.
There better be pictures of Sidney Sweeney on our computer.
I have confirmed he is breaking down Jack Flaherty's splits.
Oh, who cares? All right, where is Jamal Adams? The real pressing things around here. Jamal Adams.
I'm going to go with, man, he just signed. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sean?
I don't really know.
Tennessee Titans.
That was it. It's the Titans. He's right.
He's in Music City, Nashville,
Tennessee. That was a total guess.
New team who as soon as you said Tennessee Titans, I was like, he's right. That's exactly who he signed.
I feel like my go-to is Jaguars Panthers, so I tried to pivot that off of that.
That was very good. All right, 2-1 me.
All right, the next name on my list is Jameis Winston. Evan, you go first.
Jameis Winston went somewhere. Jameis Winston is still in the NFL. Jameis Winston is a quarterback. Jameis Winston. I'm sorry. Let me speak out loud. I think Jameis Winston is now the backup quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
Sean?
It's the Cleveland Browns.
It is the Browns. We had a discussion about this a week ago.
You know what? That's how I knew.
I thought you were just playing this up. I was setting you up.
No, I think that's how I remember it, though. There was a discussion. All right, I think I win. Game over. Nice
I got one more.
Yeah, one more.
One more. This was going to be my closer. Evan, you have to guess first.
Okay, and if I get this right, it's over. I win. If I get it wrong and Sean gets it right, it ends in a tie. Kind of like the Met Braves series.
No problem. Wide receiver, Allen Robinson.
Oh, that's easy. I mean, jeez. He's actually a member of your local New York Football Giants.
Except for the fact that he was traded yesterday.
Son of a
to the
bitch.
Washington Commanders. No, it's the New York Giants.
Oh, damn, you scared me.
And it's time for me to come clean. I cheated on Jamal Adams. I looked it up.
Are you kidding me?
You didn't think, bro, he had no idea, and he pulled the Titans out of his rear end? Of course
that's so unfair. Like, I'm not cheating. I'm legitimately guessing.
I didn't want to cheat, Evan. And then you got up and danced so happily when you got Joe Flacco that I said, I cannot get shut out here.
All right, you want me to be honest with you?
You cheated on one.
I did not cheat on Joe Flacco, but I may have heard like someone on the radio say it this morning.
Oh, come on.
That doesn't matter.
Terrible game. You're a cheater.
I can't for the life of me remember it may have been Gio this morning because I was flipping. I was actually listening, believe it or not. This is really cheating. I'm coming clean. I was flipping between Boomer and Gio, Sirius NFL Radio, and Sirius NBA Radio.
You listened to Sirius NFL Radio on a day we were going to play New Game.
I literally listened for 5 minutes. It was very, very quick. I was more interested in the NBA stuff. Isola was on. I like Frank. Mitch Lawrence was on. But it may have been Gio.
Like, well, if you go, because I was listening to them too. So somebody, it was not Mitch Lawrence, so I rule out Sirius NBA Radio, but someone made the comment about Joe Flacco being the backup in Indy. And I was like, oh, geez, I forgot about that. And I put that in the back of my mind, but that's not cheating. I listen to the radio. What do you want from me?
It may have been Gio because Stu Gotts wasn't on today, so they actually talk sports. So you're right. Hey, what can I do? But I came clean. I cheated. I couldn't get shut out. I was getting embarrassed.
Well, I beat your ass. That's the bottom line.
Josh Dobbs is a good polo.
That was me.
I'm giving you credit.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
even when
it.
I have the last word, I give you credit. You don't
no,
like
I didn't know you were giving me credit. Well, that was a fun game. Do we all feel smarter now?
No. Can we have an ounce of integrity?
What?
You both cheated.
How did I cheat?
Because you cheated by omission. When you answered the question properly, you didn't go, Louie, I got to be honest
but hold
with
on
you.
A second.
I have a huge list here. I didn't get to a few names.
But I didn't cheat by omission. I happened to hear someone mention Joe Flacco is backing up Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis.
Right.
And so I said it, no. Whether it was Isola or Giannotti or whoever. It doesn't even matter.
I'm sure Frank Isola breaking down the Bulls' backcourt definitely said it.
I'm just being honest about what I listened to this morning. I'm just telling you, I listened to those three things. So one of those places said it. It may have been us. It may have been NFL radio. It may have been NBA radio. I don't know.
You weren't honest. You should have said, Loogie, disqualify Joe Flacco. I heard information from Frank Isola this morning that he's playing with Indy.
I mean, it obviously wasn't Frank. So
clearly,
you just want to win.
Frank's
so
got
badly.
More pop than I think Sirius gives him.
Well, I love all those guys. I was in such a mood. I wanted to hear all sorts of things this morning. Anyhow, fun game for those that enjoy New Team Who Dis. It has now been retired from the NFL season because I think we're all real serious sports guys and we are going to do our reading. And if we were this bad in this game 3 weeks from now, we should probably all be fired.
Yeah, and we got a game Thursday night.
And we got a game Thursday night.
31.5 is the line.
But
under.
But if you guys really want, we could bring back New Team Who Dis right before the start of the NBA season, the NHL season, or the baseball season.
I like it. Eric Gustafson, New Team Who Dis.
Winnipeg Jets.
Nah, Red Wings.
No, I think I was going to get
that. That would be so tough for the NHL. That would be incredibly
Rosie,
tough.
Rosie, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. We're probably not doing it for the NHL.
I don't think you're doing it for the NHL either, but it would be incredibly tough if you did.
Sure it will. Let's get to some of your phone calls. We've talked about a lot over the last 2 hours. Of course, if you've missed anything, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Actually, it's the last 3 hours. The show's been flying. Let's go to, all right, this person wants to talk about Lou Gowers postings. I like that. Justin in Asbury Park. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Man, I gotta talk to Sean for a second. He sounds like what I call my 4-year-old daughter, a bitter biscuit.
A bitter biscuit?
He is mad because what's the last thing you posted that got 140,000 views? Or even 50,000?
I
mean, just check where Zach Wilson was on his bye week.
Also, to get the facts straight, Tommy posted at 10:30 in the morning. And not for nothing, you posted 4:45 on the 26th with C-Mac, and you guys didn't even break 10K.
Justin, you're missing something. I'm not talking about Tommy's personal account, the Evan and Tiki account. It was not at 10:30 in the morning.
I mean, look, in fairness, the amount of traction should not be a factor in this. It should just be, is that the right thing to do? But our last caller is clearly on the side of Tommy. But if he did retweet it at 11 o'clock in the morning, he did nothing wrong.
No, of course. I wouldn't have got on him. He tweeted from his own account at 10:30, 11 in the morning.
You know what? It's interesting. And Evan said, I deserve a day off. I'm always working, and I'm always producing the show. And I thought to myself, you know what? Two big Yankee fans doing the show. I retweet that. They see it. They talk about it. I give you a segment.
Okay.
He gave you material.
I gave you material. Evan, here's something that's going viral.
What did we lead with on Friday?
What did you lead with on Friday? Uh-huh. The only thing I remember on Friday's show, because I really only listened to 10 minutes, was you incorrectly saying Ted Turner was dead.
And if Ted Turner was still alive, he'd be firing everybody on the Braves.
Oh, so that must have been like a Yankee open, if I'm not mistaken?
No, it was Mets Braves. Oh, we did an hour and a half on it. He was trying to tell me two Yankee fans that he needed the help.
No. Not that you need help, but you could take that and use that later in the show. Did you hear what Lou Gowers said? Tommy Lou Gowers.
He was producing for you. He was giving you material so you could talk more about him. I think that was great producing.
Much like we do on Evan and Tiki. We play clips all the time from other outlets. I'm here. I'm part of the family.
Look,
so,
we've all been there.
You're a bitter biscuit.
No.
You need some butter?
What was the opinion, by the way, again? I apologize, that got all the traction that you said. What was it?
I said after the Mets swept the season series from the Yankees, the Mets and our fans are now the big brother, and the Yankees are the little brother.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to answer that for just a brief second.
You're going to retweet it? That's what I really
want. I'm not going to retweet it. I'm going to comment to you that it's sort of absurd.
Okay, and I want to give you an example that maybe would resonate with you a little bit more. I want to walk you through a hypothetical situation.
Hypothetical.
Very big hypothetical situation.
Does this have to do with the team that plays basketball in Brooklyn in front of a bunch of tourists?
Listen, the Mets played in front of 25,000 people yesterday because they didn't bribe people to show up. I'm a Met fan saying it. If somehow, by some miracle, Jalen Wilson, Cam Thomas, and who's that clown we just signed, Killian Hayes?
Just make up a name nobody knows.
Nick Claxton's on the team.
Right. If all of a sudden the Nets go 4-0 against the Knicks, right? Crazily. They beat the crap out of them. It's like stunning. Mm-hmm. And I said to you, you know what? That town is under new management, you losers. Would you think I was crazy?
Let me ask you this, Evan.
Mm-hmm. And mind you, the Nets have better percentage-wise attendance than the Mets, but go on.
Did the Nets go back to back-to-back finals?
They did.
Did anybody care?
They played in New Jersey, in fairness.
Okay.
And I cared.
Have the Nets ever been the top basketball team in this city?
Loogie, we are both of similar ages. The New York Mets have never, in our lifetime.
Yes, they were.
No.
In the 80s, in our lifetime.
That's not our lifetime,
yes,
dude.
We were born in the mid-80s.
Stop it, Luke. I was 3 in 86. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I believe my dad. I believe Beningo. I believe every older listener who's told me it. We never experienced it. Okay. Never in our lifetime have the Mets been the top team in New York, and that's a fact.
So in our lifetime. Tommy hadn't even had solid foods yet.
Yeah, you can't include that, bro.
I was still my diapers. But I'm just saying, there was a time where the Mets ran this city and the Yankees.
We weren't around for
I'm just saying there's at least precedent for it. There's no precedent with the Nets. It's a ridiculous thing to say.
Well, no, I'm just saying that winning games against them, as satisfying as it was, doesn't make you own a town. With that said, great opinion. Got a lot of traction. I got no issue with you.
That's why he gave
it. I'm at least fighting back.
I'm not going to tell anybody how to do radio. You gave the opinion because you knew it was going to get a lot of attraction.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm just going
to. You got 104.
I'm going to ignore the bitter biscuit.
No, it's not being a bitter biscuit.
And by the way, white and you're a fat guy, and probably not a good
idea. It's actually gray. Okay. I'm not going to say something on the radio praying I get 104,000 clicks. I mean, look, when you say something so ridiculous that everybody knows is ridiculous, you're going to get the track. You knew what you were doing, and God bless you. You care about clicks, I care about doing good radio.
Again, I think DeVito might be the answer.
I hear. Yeah, exactly. Well, you want to go there on one throw? And I love Tommy DeVito. He's great for shtick. The guy made one pass against the Packers.
I think he might be the answer is different than we're the big brother now.
We are. And I believe in the vision of Steve Cohen. And I believe in this, Evan, and I really do. Uh-huh. If the Mets become an attraction, a destination, and if they win, they could start to take those tweeners. It's an election year. You have the swing states. I'm just going to say it. There are a lot of, and you know this, Sean, deep down, there are a lot of people that go to Yankee Stadium that are not really Yankee fans.
Okay.
It's a cool thing to be a Yankee fan.
Forget the argument for a second, because it's one of those evergreen things. We could bring it back up in February.
I'm tired of it.
Here's what I'm concerned about on a serious level. Are you two going to be able to survive working together?
Yeah.
There's been this underlying tension for so long that I just wonder. And Tiki asked me this the other day. He wondered the same thing. He said, Ev, do you think Sean and Loogie can survive working together? Is that back area behind the glass big enough for the two of them? I said, I'm not sure.
It's not the two of them. It's the egos. That's the key here.
No one asked your
iron
opinion.
Iron sharpens iron. I have one request. We'll do it off air for the fall. That will make me happy. If you meet that request, we'll be smooth sailing in the fall.
Oh, well, you got a request.
I have a request.
I don't even know if I have time. You've told me to clear my October schedule.
So you do see my tweets. I'm like Jack Sparrow. You have heard of me, even if you think I'm the worst pirate.
Very quick break. We'll come back. We got a lot of people who want to have opinions on the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. Plus, we'll get you ready for tonight. Tonight's a big night in baseball. The Yankees are being challenged by the Philadelphia Phillies down in Philly. I think a lot of Yankee fans are driving down right now to invade that building. And the New York Mets need to cleanse themselves after back-to-back, just horrifically looking lifeless losses to the Atlanta Braves. We'll get into both coming up. Evan and Tiki. Tiki returns tomorrow here on The Fan till the Yankee pregame.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.